And I know, Jesus, that when you walked this earth, there are many things that you encountered, and there was nothing that defeated you. And so your word declares, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And so we defeat every giant and every mountain. Sickness, pain, disease, whatever it might be, we defeat it. We defeat it. We conquer it. We take authority over it. How many are tired of giving stuff that name? Stop naming it. It's it. We take authority over it. You give something a name, that means it has life. Are you with me today? When you give something a name, that means that you now give it life. And so I'm not giving that sickness a name because I don't give it life. It is gone. Oh, I feel like teaching for a few minutes. Father, we release the word that it might be a blessing to both the hearers, the seers, and all those that are here and watching by live on TV or computer or whatever it might be. We thank you that those around this globe shall receive the word of life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 18. So today, we're going to teach, preach, release, go home. It's a word today that establishes a lot, but it's also a word that's right now. Oh my God, it is right now. The Lord has visited in such a way that there was an impartation that it's, my tongue is like that of a ready writer. 1 Samuel 18, verse number 1. It says, and it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would not let him, being David, go no more home to his father Jesse's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. Verse number 4. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David and his garments, even the sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. Whew. Say amen. Do you know that God has written your book? I didn't say God is writing your book. God has written your book. And now he's causing the next chapter to come forth. He's not writing what he wants to happen. He is now given the authority in the earth to loose what is already in existence. And so in this season of your life, God said, I'm loosing the next chapter that has already been written concerning you. If we are living epistles, there is Ephesians, there is Galatians, there is the Corinthians, there is the Thessalonians, there's the Philemons, there's the Colossians, there's all the epistles. If we are living epistles, we have been written, but there is someone that needs to hear from you about your next chapter. Just like we pick up the book of Ephesians, the book of Galatians, we pick up these books, the Romans, and we read them, and we get information that was already written. But God chooses to release a revelation that we might need right now. And so the new chapter that God is releasing that's already been written, it's time for it to come forth now, and I want to give your chapter a name. It's called the N3 Factor. In to the third power. You mathematicians can figure it out. But how many know that there is a major shifting going on in the body of Christ right now? Would you agree with that this afternoon? And I say this in a great spirited way, the Spirit of God, is that the shifting is not to the detriment, and people say, well, the church better wake up. The church has woke up. Oh, man. I see, I'm going against the grain of society. People always say, and people in church say this, the church needs to wake up. We're already woke up. There is a sincere shifting in the church that I see churches that are alive again. I'm really excited about 2018 and beyond because I see churches recognizing the authority and the power that they actually have. And so in many aspects, you're going to see churches just rise up out of nowhere. Why? Because the church isn't dead. Because Jesus is not dead. And people have been prophesying over the church. Wake up. I'm not asleep. If you're in Jesus, you can't be asleep. If you're not in Jesus, then you can't be the church. Are you with me today? And so the principle really began to resonate in my spirit is that the church needs to recognize now how powerful you are walking in this time of the earth. That God is going to unfold things to the church in 2018 that have been held up for many years. It's things that belong to the church when Jesus established the church with his body. But for somehow over time, we've been talked out and we've been kind of connived out of our true inheritance as being the church. And so now the church has recognized that we're in a place of dominion and authority, but not only just that, but we're in the aspect of now where everything we say speaks life. And so God began to show me in scripture about how important it is on living that happy, elated, and joyful life. Don't let nothing get you down in 2018. Are you with me today? Don't let nothing steal the joy that was purchased by Jesus at the cross. You've got more going for you than you do against you. You have the host of angels that are encamped round about you, and the blood of Jesus covers you. And so, church, you are actually set in a position to succeed every single day. Am I talking to the church today? God has set the church in position to be overcoming through everything we face. And so there is what I call a making alive or a quickening in our spirit, man, of the church that is causing the church not to wake up, but to realize we've been alive, but yet we haven't been doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Go with me to Ephesians chapter number 2 real quick, verse number 1. It's a good place for that. I'm going to give you this word, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. Stay with me here, all right, because we're going somewhere. Say with me, the end factor. Say it, the end three factor. The next chapter of my life begins now. I don't know if you understand the seriousness of what I just said to you, but I said the next thing that God wants to do in your life begins now. The next phase, the next dimension, the next period, the next age is what God wants to do with your life now. God is not writing your chapter. He's releasing your chapter. Say that with me. God is not writing my chapter. He's releasing my chapter. God don't have to write a book. He just released his word. The Bible says he sent his word to heal them. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. It says, and you, say me. And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. God has quickened you. I must say it again. God has quickened you. And what the word quickened means, it means to be awakened or to be made alive again. To be quickened, to be, Lord, to be awakened, to be at that place where God has made alive again. And so what God is saying through these scriptures here about the church is that God is not waking up the church. He's raising up the church. He's raising them up from a place where if there might have been dryness or even seclusion or isolation. God is actually raising up the church in this hour and he's quickening. When God quickens something, there's an immediate response to his quickening power. And so the next verse in verse number 2, it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. How many know that in time past we walked according to a certain spirit? The word course simply means ages or periods of time. And so there was a time in our life that we walk according to the course of this world. In other words, what he's saying here, Paul, is that we walk according to the spirit that was going on in the world at that time. Do you know that there is a spirit that's attached to every period? Oh, yes, it is. There are spirits that the enemy tries to release, but there is also the spirit of God that he releases and quickeneth in new measures and new things in each period of time. And so I want to just journey through a moment of history before we go in where we want to end up today. And in the Bible itself is actually broken down into seven periods of time. Seven. And when the seventh is over, completion. You're going to find out why it's completion, because after the seventh dispensation, something happens. Say, something happens. And in the dispensation of time, actually the first dispensation began in the garden, and it's called the dispensation of innocence. And it began with Adam and Eve, and in the dispensation of innocence, there was a spirit, right? There was a spirit of holiness. There's a spirit of purity. There's a spirit of oneness, because Adam and Eve at that point were perfectly connected to God. You still with me today? But then the second dispensation is called the dispensation of conscience. It began after the fall, and it went all the way through until the time of Noah. And in that dispensation of time, you saw what man was capable of doing if God is not their God. Their conscience drove them to the most grotesque of living, and you think that there's nothing new under the sun because they did it back then. And so it was a very lewd, a very vulgar generation of time that it got so bad that God said, I've got to destroy it. What spirit you think was ruling in the earth then? Then there's this third dispensation that comes up with the time of Noah, and it's called the dispensation of human government. Say with me, human government. God now decides, I'm going to take a man and I'm going to begin a rebuild, a reestablishment. So in this period of time, the time of Noah, the dispensation of Noah, here now you have a just man. A man that loved God. God destroyed everything else, but what he left was the lover of him. What do you think controlled that period? Uh-huh. It was real love. It was real faith. How many of you know it took faith to build an ark when there wasn't no rain in sight? It took real faith to take in all those animals two by two and have everyone talk about you and criticize you, and you took your sons in, and you took their wives in, and you took your wife in, and you shut the door, and you went in, and nothing happened. All of a sudden, something happened, and what God said he was going to do, he did, but because of one man and his family, he took now, and he established a human government and said, I'll work through you. Say amen to that. Then the fourth dispensation is the dispensation of promise. That in now that time, God calls forth and releases a man named Abram. And he makes him a promise. He said, in you, all nations on the earth are going to be blessed. I'm going to work through you, Abram, and I'm going to establish a people that were not even a people. I'm going to give them a name that did not have even a name. Through you, and this is what he told him also in Genesis 12, I'll bless those that bless you too, and I'll curse him that curse you. In thee all families, and see, I don't know if you understand all, when he said all at that time, God was saying, yes, all, even the Gentile, in you, all nations of the earth are going to be blessed. The dispensation of promise. Say with me, promise. Oh man, this is good. Then the fifth dispensation is the dispensation of law. God made a promise, but he found out that people were going from him. So I need a measure to show you how bad you are and how much you need me. And so Moses, I'm going to give you some laws. I'm going to give you 613 laws, and I know you can't follow them, but I need you to make sure that you present this and don't let this book of the law, you tell it to Joshua. And Joshua said, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth, right? Meditate there on it day and night that you might have good, right? He told him good success, find favor and have good success. And so it was a time of the law. It was a time of showing how bad the world had become and how much they needed a savior. When the sixth dispensation comes, it's called grace, or the dispensation of the church. Well, now God says, I've got the solution to man's eternal problem, and his name is Jesus. And Jesus entered the earth, and he began to do things that defied what had been going on. And he received such criticism and rejection, but that's okay, because he was sent not to please those who had it all together. He was sent to seek and save those that were lost. And so what he did was he showed grace where grace was not sent. He began to love those who others begin to disregard. Case in point, the woman at the well, he sent his disciples away, and he said, I'm going to love her because I'm showing you grace. I could easily have gone away, but I knew she was coming and she needed me. And so she needs the same grace that I've shown you. Come on, someone. The moment that Peter, did what he did, Jesus had grace on Peter, but yet he said, I still, the same grace I showed you, I'm going to show this woman at the well. The same grace I show Mary Magdalene, of whom demons were cast out of, I'm going to show you the same grace. So what he did was he released a time of grace, and he began to do things and give things and reward favor when you didn't deserve it. It shifted. It changed man's knowledge. It changes man's expectations. What's going on here? But then there's the seventh dispensation. Say seven. You haven't even got there yet, because it's called the millennial kingdom of Christ. It's a time where Christ himself will rule on the earth for 1,000. He's going to rule the earth for 1,000 years. And for those 1,000 years, Satan will be completely bound. And when the end of that dispensation comes, there's going to be the final judgment. Come on, someone. And when the final judgment happens, that's where Satan, all of his wimps, imps, and pimps are cast into the bottomless pit. And now you will see, behold, what John said, I see a new heaven and a new earth. See, that's what I'm looking toward. I'm looking toward the time after the seventh dispensation, the end. Why do I say all that? Because there was a course in time that you walked in. And there was a spirit that had a hold of you that wouldn't allow you to become and do what you thought that you wanted to do. But yet through it all, God had his hand upon you and said, how do I know that there's a spirit in every generation? Because I know that God's hand has been upon our life. When I go back to the baby boomers, that's a generation. That is the largest population of the United States, about the baby boom generation. Why is that? After that war, now people are establishing family, and you see times of peace there, but there are other things that happen. But most importantly, you will see that the economy of things begin to shift in the baby boomer generation. But even within that generation of the baby boomers, there was some that rose up, certain spirits, like they call it the Joneses generation. Everybody wanted to be like the Joneses. In other words, within that generation, there was a spirit called selfishness, competition. There's a spirit released in that I can have it, and if I gotta cheat you, I'm gonna get it. Then there comes up Generation X. So bad it couldn't even give a name for them. They just said X. I don't know what generation you of, but I know I've got some baby boomers in here. Uh-huh. If I play some songs, I guarantee I'll find out who's a baby boomer. But Generation X is known as that MTV generation. Uh-huh. Hip hop. High top fades. Gumby cuts. Crisscross. Come on, someone. Cool Moe D, LL Cool J. Come on, Big Daddy Kane. And you get all that, and people get excited because that was their generation, man. They're pop locking and they're break dancing and they're doing all these things, and they're excited in that generation. But it's releasing something in the earth that. Ooh. It began to move and shift a man's mentality, that rebellion became rampant. I could say, or I could rap anything when it started clean. Hello, someone. You still with me? It started clean. But it began to shift and change hands. And over time, I found out that I've got a platform to say and do what I want to do. And it brings us to the millennials. Which, if you're a baby boomer, you probably can't even figure them out. I'm serious. But there's something that God told me about the millennials, is that they're going to be a part of the shift in the church. I know they criticize them, but you have to understand, they're not in an analog age. They're not living with antiquated things. Their mindset is beyond, but they need the intelligence of the older generation to show them that your mind can be used and you can transform a region, you can transform a state, you can transform a city, you can transform a marriage. You got, don't talk about me, train me. That's what the millennials are saying. Don't kick me out of your house. Don't just show me how to use this thing. I'll listen to you if you put genuine time into getting to know me. You criticize how I dress, but you won't even take me to the store to buy me some new clothes. You criticize how I wear my hair, but you won't even give me money to get a decent haircut. So I am the way I am because you lost sight of me. Church, I have not lost sight of the millennials because Paul said, I became all things. To the Jew, I became a Jew. That's why I say I'm still 21, because to the millennial, I become a millennial. You criticize me. You ostracize me. But I'm going to be the one that takes care of you. I'm going to be the one that redirects the glory through the church again. I'm going to be the one that resurrects real miracles, healing, signs, and wonders, because we actually do believe. You've been playing church. I'm not talking about you, church, but they're saying you've been playing church and you've been singing those old death-ridden songs and you're the one been prophesying lies and all the things, but I've come along and whatever Jesus said, I actually believe it. But what's better is that I see the word, but how can I now take the word and translate it, the same word, into a generation called now? That's why you don't see Bibles in church a lot. You see phones. And it irks old school believers. But you got to get with it. Because when you're trying to look for it, they already got it. When you're trying to understand it, when you try, they don't already got the Greek, the lexicon, the abbreviated version. They got Thayer's. They got all the concordance and all that. And you're saying, I got to go home and study it. They already got the answer while I'm preaching. Saints, you got to wake up and teach. Oh, help me today. Get with what's going on here. People have what they need if you learn to receive who God sent. There are people looking up stuff right now. I told you, look up the word course. It's called ION. It's a Greek word, ion. And there are millennials right now who have already cross-referenced it and found scripture that goes along with it. But old school says, let me have a couple days to pray over it. No, the millennials said, no, I believe God's word. We can build now. We can establish now. We can cross over now. We can accomplish it now. All I need is the generals to just give me direction. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about time. I'm talking about understanding the times that we live in now and the things that people are holding on to, but we haven't figured out a way to extract it out of them. Well, I don't know about you. I've got an extraction tool. Can I share my extraction tool with you, saints? It's called listening. As old as the earth, listening. Listen before you speak. Understand before you criticize. Think before you outburst something that you got to retract later. Why? Because you might be cursing your future. But I believe that God is preparing the church for the now. And within these periods, he's using millennials. Oh, you got to understand, I'm going somewhere with this today. And if you Generation X, get ready to meet new millennials. If you a baby boomer, get ready to share some of your inheritance with the millennials. Because those baby boomers now are coming to the end of working and being, you know, 8 to 5 and 8 to 8 and all that. And their time is coming. And so they need millennials now to team up with. So God is saying that we are on course now. Are you following what I'm saying today, church? And there's a new mindset. So what does this mean here? So he showed me here this N3 factor, this new chapter of my life now. There are 4 components in 2018, of which I'm going to give you the 4, and I'll cover them later. I'm just going to just dab into one now for the next 20 minutes maybe. And the 4 things are called in 2018, with your N3 factor, you're going to need chemistry, strategy, ability, and memory. I don't know. I'm going to repeat it again. But the Lord said that you're going to need strategy. Say it with me, strategy. Well, the first one, obviously, is chemistry. Chemistry, strategy, ability, and memory. This is what's going to be needed in the year 2018 and your N3 factor. So the Lord began to deal with me about chemistry. Are you guys warm yet? And I'm almost finished, so you better be with me because I'll have some millennial come up and finish this. Because the millennial already looked up chemistry, what it means, its antonyms, synonyms, and how it relates to the word of God. They found scripture to match it. They can go in the concordance and cross-reference it and give me all that. And they waiting for me to get the strategy already. So in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse number 1, it says, "And it came to pass that when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was bonded, was like as one person with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house. And then Jonathan and David, they made a covenant. Because Jonathan loved him as his own, and Jonathan recognized who David was, and he stripped himself of his robe." The prince said, "I'm giving my robe up." The baby boomer said, "I'm releasing it now into the next generation." Generation X says, "I am now going to empower the next generation, Generation Y, the millennials. I'm going to empower you now." And so he stripped himself of his robe that was upon him, and he gave it to David and his garments, even his sword and to his bow, to his girdle. He said, "Take it. You're greater than I. You're the next generation of leadership. You, the next generation that's going to rise up instead of me, it's going to be you that stands in my father's stead." And so the Lord is saying to you in 2018 that what's going to be required of you is spiritual chemistry. You're going to need spiritual chemistry in the year 2018. And I want to share with you spiritual chemistry here. What the Lord has given me is the study of substances that come together through certain reactions that form other substances. So you got individual substances that come together, and there's a reaction that when you come together, you form something else. That's why there are many members, but one body. There are many substances, many members, but together you form something different than you are apart. And so there have been substances, I love this so much, that people have tried to combine, and they found catastrophe when they try to combine it. Take, for instance, I'm going to mess with you for a little bit here. Take, for instance, combining bacon soda and vinegar. When you combine to a certain proportion, it can actually become explosive. The Lord said that there are certain things that you've tried to combine to that have caused a catastrophe in your life, that have caused things to go disarray. They have been in your way, and you tried to hook up, link up, and join up, but that wasn't the one. And your life began to explode with bad news, sickness, disease, all these things is because you teamed up with the wrong substance. Now faith is the substance. Oh, somebody better get excited today. Now faith is the substance. Now faith is the what you going to team up with, them or faith? And so sometimes we try to combine things that aren't meant to be together. There are certain things that just don't belong in your life. And when you team up with it, it causes an explosion of sin. There are certain things, I'm even going to go as far as saying, there are certain friendships that you should not have. Because you might come in as baking soda and they might come in as vinegar. And you're trying to come into agreement, but you can't agree. And every time you talk, you argue. And when you argue, you fight. And when you fight, you start to hit each other. And when you hit each other, it starts to explode. You are not meant to be. But you don't know, I love him, I love her, that's my soulmate. And I know your soulmate should not walk around with a black eye and a bloody lip. Your soulmate should not walk around limping. Your soulmate is not one to be beat on. Your soulmate is one that you cherish. You need spiritual chemistry. The right substance hooked up with the right substance will produce something that the world needs when you receive that church today. Come on, tell your neighbor, wake up now, man. Wake up now. I'm releasing things in this place now that is greater than what you're looking at me as. But God is saying that you will connect with someone in 2018 and your connection will form the greater. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, two are better than one because they have a greater reward for their labor. And so, in other words, someone is waiting for you to link up with them so they can get where they need to go. But it's not about you going somewhere. It's about releasing something that the world needs. Your separation, your isolation, your lone rangerness that is causing you now to cause someone to miss what God has. You need spiritual chemistry in the year 2018. You need to be linked up with the right substance. That's why, you know, faith is not that tangible thing. That's why you need to link up with people of faith. Not people of gossip. Let me just prophesy real quick. There are some people that have been standing in people's way in 2017 that the Lord is going to begin to remove out of the way. There are some link up hookups that you've been questioning, and God has given you the grace to go ahead and make the step and the decision. That God said, make the decision today. You've been supposed to make a decision and move in what God had put in your heart, but you didn't because you had someone in your ear. I feel the Holy Spirit now. You had a chirping in your ear that sounded like a dead bird that's clinging onto life. And they're not feeding you. They want to clip your wings. And they want to cause you to fall. And they want to cause you to die. But I hear the Lord saying in 2018, you shall link up, hook up with the right substance. And God is going to cause you to soar. And he's going to give you wings of eagles. And not only are you going to walk and get where you're going to run and not faint. In 2018, you're going to be able to identify those who are of the opposite that will not attract. You are going to do something that's going to defy what people said. And you're going to link up with the right person in this year. Give the Lord a praise for that. How do I know that to be true? Because in verse 12, a threefold cord is not easily broken. When I link up with the right substance, that means both of us have Jesus. Both of us know the mind of Christ. Therefore, we're not easily broken by misunderstanding. Come on, someone. There's less confusion when you hook up with people of faith. There's less arguments when you hook up people of like-mindedness. You're not always going to agree, but it's less. You have a more chance of maintaining because you have a threefold cord, which is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God that is with you that will not allow you to leave or let the sun go down on your wrath. Are you with me so far? I'm almost finished today. Don't worry. David, say with me, David and Jonathan. Okay, when I look at 1 Samuel chapter 18, I see David and Jonathan. And David and Jonathan, they had spiritual chemistry. Because when they came together, they made a better whole together than they were apart. I'm going to say it again. When they came together, they made a better whole than they did apart. Their chemistry, what was it about their chemistry that was important? The Lord said their chemistry is what preserved the lineage of the king so David could be next. You understand what I just said? Their chemistry preserved the seat of the king in its proper place of what God ordained. So David was the next king in line, not Jonathan. And so they needed spiritual chemistry. They needed to align together so that Jonathan would say, nope, here is my robe. Here is my sword. Here is my girdle. Here is you're the next. This chemistry. Say it with me, chemistry. See, it's the word chemistry, spiritual chemistry, is what God is going to use to create the next platform for the next move, chemistry. He don't want to just do it through one person. Wake up. He don't want to do it just through one church.
He don't want to do it just one community. He wants to do it throughout the body of Christ. And so he's saying, I'm tired of the oneness, means separate, not unity, but I'm tired of the single-mindedness. Let me use that word. Just being by yourself, being isolated because of your experience that you've had in church, because your experience of what you've been through. Come on, you taking your experience and you're forfeiting your future. You're taking all that you might have seen wrong and now you refuse to go in the right direction. The devil is a lie. I don't care what people have done before you. You still have a God that you need to stand for by yourself and for yourself. And he's not going to ask what someone else did to you. He's going to ask, what did you do to them? Yeah. Hello. Are you still with me today? Yeah. This word is so important about chemistry, because we got to feel as though, God, you have set me here to hook up with someone else so my greater can come. David and Jonathan recognize, and mainly Jonathan, because the Bible said his soul was knit unto David. In other words, there was no transition. You could even tell because they were so one. I can show you a place right now where this carpet ends. And you would have never known if I didn't show you, because they seamed it together and it looks just like one. But this is multiple pieces going down the aisle. But you wouldn't even know. Matter of fact, you've been stepping on it. Come on. Dropping food on it. And never knew it was put together to hold you. It was separate pieces, but it's actually one in your eyes. And you never knew that it was multiple pieces. Jonathan's soul was that knit to David to such a fashion that you could not. It was like they were brother. They were one. They were just their souls. I mean, whatever it is yours, David. I ask you no questions because I trust your character. And so now watch this. See what the Lord showed me here is that just like this in the business world, you getting ready to meet someone to influence your future. Like I said last week, this message is not for everyone. It's for someone. That you're getting ready to make a connection that's going to shift and change your career. It's going to change your future. There's someone that is waiting for you, and they're you waiting for them. There's a spiritual chemistry that they've been assigned. And God is saying in 2018 that you better get in kingdom alignment, because alignment is hooking up with people of the right mind, of the right mentality, of the right soul. And you don't have to look over your back. Yeah, I said it. That God is going to cause you to find spiritual chemistry in the marketplace in 2018, because this is where the gospel needs to get out into the marketplace. And he's saying, I'm going to set people out there with spiritual chemistry and they're going to shift the economy. Why? Because they're seeking kingdom alignments. Tell your neighbor, I'm seeking kingdom alignments. Now, I'm coming toward this thing here because I'm getting a little bit excited here, because when I think about chemistry, and some of you are going to get with this now, you've been asleep all the message, but I'm finna wake you up, because there is chemistry. When I think about Jordan and Pippen, look at y'all, you're a bunch of, woo! When I think about Kobe and Shaquille, there was something called chemistry that I could be on any place in the court, but I knew where you were, and you knew where I was, and any moment we could score at will because we had chemistry. And God said to the church, because you know where your brother and sister is, you can be wherever, but you can still win because we're one. Come on, give God a praise for that. I mean, don't you remember Jordan and Pippen? Six championship rings? That didn't come. That came out of chemistry. You got to be at the right place at the right time. And you got to know what to do when I give you the ball. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm getting ready to give some of you the ball in 2018. And you got to be in position to make the winning shot. Come on, someone. You are the one that's going to make the winning shot in 2018 because you linked up with the right person. It's called chemistry. It's called throwing the ball up and having a 7-foot giant that cannot be moved. And whatever gets in his way, he is able to even bring the rim down. Shaquille O'Neal brought the rims down. And I'm telling you, there's some of you that's going to bring the giants down. That when you dunk, you better get away, because it's all getting ready to fall down. Not only did we score, but if we're going to tear the rim down, we're going to tear the structure down. And it's not going to be built again. Did you hear what I said, church? There are certain things that are getting ready to get uprooted and it will not be built again. Come on, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I tell you right now that when Shaquille O'Neal grabbed the rim, everybody moved because they was in fear of the whole rim coming down. You better tell your neighbors and those that don't like you, you better move, because when God shifts, that means that the earth is getting ready to shake. Come on, when God shifts, that means something new is getting ready to happen. That when God shakes, that means that the old is gone, and God is getting ready to introduce something you haven't seen in this world. It's chemistry. I'm not done with you yet. I'm going to visit all of you today. There was a man named Joe Montana and Jerry Rice that Montana could back up. And he had this smooth brother who can elude the defensive backs and the quarterbacks and get in the secret place of a corner. And to this day, I don't know how they do it, but I could be standing between the corner, out of bounds and inbounds, and you could drill a pinpoint ball right there in my arms, and the defender can't touch it. It's something about throwing it off the other shoulder instead of the shoulder that your enemy could touch. Somebody need to know how to turn the shoulder, because your enemy's touching this one, and you got a quarterback named the Holy Ghost who can get to the right shoulder. It was called chemistry. I don't need to see where you are, because we know each other and we throw the ball at each other every day, thousands of times over a career. I don't need to ask you where you're going to be at, Sharice. I don't need to ask you, what's your motive, Sharice? I don't need to ask you, can you defeat the quarterback that got you? I don't need to ask you, can a defensive back get you? You look at the defensive back and you say, throw it to me. See, that's one that stands in confidence. In other words, you get on the line and you got this dude in front of you, and Jerry Rice is like, I don't care how fast you are, how big you are, I'm smooth. I'll get over you, I'll get around you, I'll get through you, I will move to the position, because watch this. I know where he's throwing the ball. You don't. Can I talk a little more? I don't know how they do it other than chemistry. But Belichick and Brady have had the most no-name people on the team, but still end up winning the Super Bowl. Or if not, being in the Super Bowl. Or being right there before the Super Bowl. Why? Because they have chemistry. I don't need to go in and tell Brady what play to call at a certain time. See, God is saying that in the pressure moments, you're going to know the right play to call, because you are connected in spiritual chemistry with me. And so Brady don't have to call a timeout like amateur quarterbacks do and need to go to the coach and say, what do I do, coach? And the coach is like, well, let me call up to the upper deck here. Let me see what they've been playing. And they were, no, Brady said, I know what they've been giving me. I got something for them. The Lord said in 2018 that you know what people have been giving you, but in 2018, you got something for them. I think I'm preaching better than you praising today. I said the Lord is raising up a people that know what they got. And although 2017 has been a certain kind of way, I've got a play that we've been practicing that you never saw before. I got a praise inside of me that you never seen before. I've got a song inside of me that you never heard before. So when you think you know me, I've got something new under my sleeve. I got something new in my playbook. I've got something new under my belt. I've got something new in my pocket today. You haven't seen it. I'm trying to show you some things today, because there are some plays they run in the Super Bowl that they never ran during the regular season. Did you hear what I said? You got some things in your repertoire in 2018 that the enemies around you haven't seen before. And I'm going back to the beginning where I began. And those millennials already know the plays. Those millennials already know how to execute. The millennials already know how to get the job done. They need the Belichicks to give them direction and to trust their judgment. I know I'm preaching good today, because I feel good myself. I feel like God is showing us something. But perhaps you're saying, man, all this sports, I have no idea. Well, every time I look, Denzel Washington stepping on the stage. But he's not a Lone Ranger. He's got to team up with another actor or actress. See, some of you are getting ready to go for your Oscars in 2018. But the only difference is you wasn't acting. It was for real. Come on. I defeated my giant for real. I caused the walls to fall for real. I wasn't joking when I said I am blessed. I wasn't joking when I said I'm the head and not the tail. I wasn't joking when I said I'm the lender and not the buyer. This wasn't no act. This wasn't no script. This is nothing that Hollywood wrote. This is the life that God has called me to live. A life of freedom. A life of joy. A life of peace. And a life of holiness. I'm not telling you something somebody scripted. I'm telling you what I'm living in reality under the Holy Ghost. Get ready to roll out the red carpet. Get ready to roll out the red carpet. I said, get ready to roll out the red carpet, because you're getting ready to step out the limousine, and you don't have to have a dress made, because you're already clothed in righteousness. I don't got to go spend $10,000. I don't got to go spend $1 million on a ring, because he's clothed me. I got another for you, and I'm going to let you go. Wow, this water sure is good. It must be the right chemistry. I'm glad someone's following along today. Brother Franklin, you've been in my spirit today, right? It must be the right chemistry, because it's called what? H2. You all right apart oxygen. You all right apart hydrogen. But when we come together, you help the pastor out. Are you ready for this? I never heard, better hold this, I'm about to drop this thing. H2O. I've never heard oxygen complain to hydrogen. You got two parts. I only got one part. I never heard oxygen say, come on, man, I need three. If you got two, then no, because if you get what you don't have, then we're not going to get what we need. You can have the two parts, and I'll take the one part, because when we come together, we produce something that the world needs, and it's called water. Would your church wake up today when you come together as the church, when your part gets to this part and to that part, together we make up the ecclesia, and God begins to move in miracles. Well, I don't know why you got two parts and I only got one. Man, I don't care how many parts you got, because we win when we work together. We produce water when we're together. We produce something that people die for and die without when we're not together. So therefore, I need you in order that someone else might live. Jesus said, I need you so that someone else can live, because my word is like the water of the word that is able to save someone's life. You ask hydrogen and oxygen, are they mad at one another? If they got into a complaint like saints, there'd be a lot of dead people. Maybe that's why there are dead people in the church. Because two substances can't get along. Jonathan and David brought the chemistry together, and they produced a lineage of David's throne, of which there will always be someone on it. Until Jesus came in and said, I am now the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. So don't complain if your part is not as big as the other's part.
Come on.
Because I actually need your part, Mother, to make my part strong. I need your part, Wanda, to make my part strong. I need your part, Jackie, to make my part strong. I need your part, Bob, to make my part strong. I need your part, Curtis, to make my part strong. I need your part, Melody, to make my part strong. And when we come together, we don't just win. The whole church wins, Franklin. The body of Christ wins, Franklin. I said the whole ecclesia wins. That's what Jesus wants, spiritual chemistry. Give God a shout, hallelujah. Now I want you to just lock up with one person. Just the person next to you, that's fine. If it's three of you, that's fine. It's just about chemistry today. If you don't mind, if you can stand, that'll be fine. If you can't, that's okay too. No problems at all. I'm not worried about that at all. But when you're linking up and you're establishing chemistry, come on, someone. Now, I decree today that no vinegar will link up with baking soda in this sanctuary. Amen. That we're going to link up today and we're going to form new chemistry. And because we form new chemistry, Elder Amos, the Lord said the church is getting ready to win. Evangelist Janelle, did you hear what I said? The church is getting ready to win. The church is getting ready. Yes, I said the church is getting ready to experience a great win in 2018. Why? Because there's chemistry. There's like-mindedness, Brother Vander. There's that love. See, I didn't tell you this here, but what establishes a real spiritual chemistry is the bond of peace and the unity of love. So it doesn't matter what part you play. It just simply matters that you play your part. If you're oxygen and you only have one part, guess what you do? Sister Viola, if oxygen said I'm out of here, I think we all be dead. If one of you said I'm out of here, that means that the church would suffer. Don't mean that God wouldn't raise up. But God, when he plants you somewhere, you got to understand you're purposeful. You over there, you're purposeful. You over there, you're purposeful. Minstrels, you're purposeful. Everyone, you're purposeful. And so God, we declare today the spirit of chemistry in this house. Spiritual chemistry like none other. God, that we begin to link up, Lord God, as different substances that react, Lord God, when we come together differently to form a greater whole. And so God, we experience today a greater whole as the church links up as one. And Father, in this spiritual chemistry now, whether we're Jonathan or whether we're David, we realize our part is important because there is a King of all kings and a Lord of all lords who sits on a throne and who's ready to move in a new way. And God, I thank you that you shall move because of the chemistry that's in this house now. Father, we release that. Not only within church hours, but Lord, even in the marketplace, even in the education field, even in the business field, God, we release the spirit of chemistry right now. Lord God, we will come in contact with influencers. We will come in contact with greater people, Lord God. We will form alliances, Lord God, and we will be hooked up with those that are right in the name of Jesus. Lord, who we're linked up with right now could be the very one that has the key to our next. And God, we receive them. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a praise offering. Now I want to share this word with you. It's just one sentence that the Lord gave me. The Lord God said, be on the lookout for moments, timing, encounters, seasons, and connections collaborating in 2018. He said, be on the lookout for it now. Be on the lookout for special, unusual alignments, special, unusual connections, special, unusual encounters, special and unusual seasons that certain things are happening. Oh, God, out of season. When there's not supposed to be fruit. God said, expect unusual alliances off season. Look out for unusual encounters. Don't disdain what you normally would say is ludicrous or ridiculous or insane. I'm just taking a look at you to make sure you're in agreement. The things that we call insane, crazy, stupid, don't make sense, could be the very alignment to your next. I'm going to finish right there. Because the Lord just gave me two numbers, 5-3. 5:3. Say it with me, 5:3. He said, fifth row, third person, come here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, that's Marcus. Fifth row, third person. Third seat. I'm just telling Holy Spirit, fifth row, third seat, whoever you are, do the math. That's why I stopped to look, because it's you. And that's a great thing. Woo-wee! Come here, Elder Kevin. Let's work on Mark for a minute. Man, I see alignments in 2018 for you.